Yeah. I'm really only teaching Dell. No time. No time you let this end like Domus. The nice thing we want to work on this album. The nice thing of Avdus being an Eved Lashem. El, one of the things El is his damnus to work on noisim shoroshim, noisim shoroshim. Nevoides Hashem, there are pratistika sugis. There's certain yonim that are very shayrishdik, they're very far reaching, and they're very big. Avas Hashem, Amunah, Yiras Hashem. I'm old, the mensch feels small, he feels like he's fighting, he's working on something that. He gets lost in. El is taka time where it's one struggle to work on these big inyanim. Can move on when I'm talking about to work on 2 days, a person's a chunk of time, say through El, through says me tshuva. We take a noisy, we work in the shoroshim, we work on it stark, we can make a dent, even in these big sigis, which unfortunately many of them were taka, were very shvachin. Mistakes in and we're very chaser. The sugi of being an Eved Hashem is definitely a sugi that we want to start opening up tonight. I think is very, very missing the ma'ase and the richtige havana, upon the ma'ase and the ma'ase the goyfen, what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Besides being a klolius dike. Very big shayrish in Avodas Hashem. Besides, we see in many places the tachlis of every yid. The Torah couldn't find any other hespit to say Moshe Rabbeinu besides the fact that he was an Avodas Hashem. Yomis Shal Moshe Avodas Hashem. Last pasuk in the Torah. Can you hear that? That's the soif yad. That's where everything ends. There's no greater darga. That a mensch to be an Eved Hashem, that's what we're striving for, to be an Eved Hashem. To do the Kivegri is just to sign his igris, his letters, is to sign Eved Loiv the Hashem. Eved Loiv the Hashem, Efshari, he signs, he's imposing. Eved Loiv the Hashem. That's what we're striving for, that's a grace of my. There's also an Agea Boyfin Proti to the Avoid of El and Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, in a few weeks, we're going to have to Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yaduah B'Yisrael said that it's leicht to Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu of alles was in the world. Of that Mamlech Zayin af sich. Of that Mamlech Zayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu af sich. Which really means, in another Nusach, really means how much of an Eved Hashem you are. The Nekudah be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we'll see more behemshech, but it's Karev Lev, Karev Adav Eloymer, that the din in Rosh Hashanah in a certain bechina is how much of an Eved Hashem you are. Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to mechadish malchusay, he's going to make a din. In this dimension of being Eved Hashem, how much exactly are you an Eved Hashem? And ba'oisei midah, that we are maimed ourselves as avdei Hashem, that's the amida v'atzlocha, that's the amida we're going to be able to have mimali atafkid in the next year in the malchusay, is barach. So let's try to open up the sugya tonight. We want to start from the Shayrish. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Flash us, we understand. An Eved Hashem is there versus like Yomim and Shayis. We tell yourself, a Moli, a Vedas Hashem. An Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is somebody who is whole day. He's Moli, but God is an Eved Hashem. He's been Isaac and Ruchni, he's Tefillah, Torah, Vetaira, Amelis Vetaira, Chidushe Torah, Chazora, Chesed, Mabuidis Amidis. Yer Shemayim, Avos Hashem. It's like Molei Avos Hashem. It's not entirely meduktuk. Obviously, the Shaykh is today. Lachur, it's not entirely meduktuk. Shtei Torah, God graces us. It's Gemara and Chagiga, and that's what I want to open up tonight. Open up this. Good. And Shtei, we have like many things, we have a choice in what it means Avos. Gemara in Chagiga, Shnei Razor, Testament Base, Amar Le Bar Hei Hei Lehillu. Bar Hei Hei said to Hillu. Ma'ayu Dechsiv, Yasim Pshat and Pasuk. Ma'ayu Dechsiv, Pasuk Malachi. B'shaftem uri'isem b'atzadik l'rosho. V'in oyveid elikim la'asher lo'y avadoy. Pasuk in Pasuk. He looked at the difference between Havchon and Mavchin, the difference between a tzadik and a rosho. V'in oyveid elikim la'asher lo'y avadoy. It's Lashon HaPasuk. He asked him, "Hainu tzadik, hainu oyv elokim, hainu rosha, hainu rosha lo yavod." There's a problem in the pasuk. L'chayra, the pasuk is repetitive. It's repetitious. There's a chalukah between a tzadik and a rosha. And avod and rosha lo yavod. It's the same thing. A tzadik is someone who's oyv Hashem, and rosha is someone who's oyv Hashem, which is really like our havon. The pasuk, the chitzan is the kavon. A tzadik is someone who's oyv Hashem. And Rosh Hashanah is not even Hashem. There's no Zach. What is this? What is it split up into tarity? He'll tell me Mirab Shan many toys. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. It's talking two separate chalukas. Avdu v'lo yavadu chavayu tzadika gemur. Snap Shan, the second part of the Pasuk, we already finished. We already mavchim him between a tzadik and a Rosh. Now we're holding by tzadikim. They're both tzadikim. Both are tzadikim gemur. Oh, but there's still a tzadik who's avadoi. And a tzadik who's not avadoi. Is a tzaddik who's avodai, and it's tzaddik versus loy avodai. What's that? What's that? Zok the Gemara, Tilel. Ve'enei doyme shoyne pirkei mei apamim l'shoyne pirkei mei avechad. The tzaddik, first tzaddik, that's avodai. He mei avechad apamim has over 101 times. The second tzaddik, which the pasuk is calling him loy avodai. He learns me'afon. That's a pshat. That's what all said. Made the toys. We're talking about tzaddikim. One chaz is 100 times. One chaz 101 times. And that's avodoy v'loy avodoy. So there's two big kashas here. First of all, we could call a tzaddik who is a tzaddik gomer and he chaz is me'afon. We call him loy avodoy. It's loy avodoy. Efshir is a felt and zayn shleimus. A felt and gan. Let's say it's loy avodoy. Aleph. And beis is for one time. The chilek, we're not talking about one chaz, 50 times, 100 times. 100 times, 101 times, but one time is such a drastic, vast chilek. It's a chilek otzum. It's a gate from avodi to loy avodi because of one time. So the second kash of the Gemara asked. We'll get to that. The second kash of the Gemara asked. Gemara says, Mushim chan zim nekari loy avodi. That's going to make such a chilek. Amalek, in. Seyu leman bishuk shel chamor. Gemara gives a moshul, and from this we understand the Havana saying it. This is a moshul. Asura parsi bezuzi, chad esa parsi betray zuzi. All good things you learn in the shuk. Okay, in the business world, you're go see what happens over there. There's a Rashi explains. Look, Rashi. Asura parsi yaschil cha odem chamuri bezuz echot shekvar nogu kein. In turn the leilich parsi yosi yishalcha shnei zuzi. Nice b'chulya. The standard mahalach was the taxi, the chamuri took you 10 parsi. If you ask for the standard trip, it's a set price. Azuz. You ask him one mile more. All of a sudden, it's kafum l'chup. You haven't paid double. You haven't paid double price. It's only 1 mile more. No, that 1 mile more makes already under a league. Double means under a league. It's under zach. The mei ve'echer pomim makes it under zach. I hear the marshal. What's the name of so Rashi state the word. Rashi the aleph. Rashi state shekvar nogu kei. We're going back to the marshal. Chazing 100 times, I said, from Dorf, my Dorf. But that was the minute then. Can you hear what that was? What did? Everyone went to Israel for a few years to learn after Chazing. Everyone chazing 100 times, that's what everyone did. Yeah, you come in, there's a time when you're supposed to come to Seder, 9:35, whatever, it was Mukobul, 10 o'clock, some places. You came on, everyone came 100 times. Everyone chazing 100 times. He chazing 100 times. That's what he did. No, okay. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty of people sitting down in the base measure of Bechal. Doing Alek Mine Trefezachin in the belt. But the people who were learning the base medrash, that was the minute. That was the nog, that was the pasha. That was the pasha. 100 times. 101 times already extra credit. It's already exertion. It's already something. It's not Makubu. It's not the comfort zone. It's not what everyone's doing. It's already beyond the cool, the normal thing they're doing. That makes a different league. That makes a different league. Oh, so now I'm going to go back to what we asked. Let's remember, Nechon Lamar Shaila, really. He's called Loy Avodah. He's called Loy Avodah. The Torah says, and this is what I want. I'm explaining this. Shteitin the Gemara. that there's two zachim. There's a tzaddik, who we think is a tzaddik, and then there's an eved. Avodah v'lo avodah. Say zachim. May upon him he's a tzaddik. His day is filled with avodah Hashem. He's filled with avodah Hashem. Ober avdus nish ongegeven bechlal. Avdus loy avodah. Klum, zero, zip, epis, efes, garnish. If he's doing what he's trained to do, he's doing what he already trained his rutzen to be, to want. He's comfortable, he's satisfactory, he feels good about himself also. At the end of the day, he did 100 times, put in a good day, chazal, like everyone else did. He's a tzaddik of avdus. He didn't enter avdus. Loi avode garnished. An evid's an anderzach. An evid's not what we call, what the natural cook of a tzaddik is. Yes, a beer. An evid. I'm a base of an evid. I'm a base of an evid. Look in aloha a little bit. Say zachim shtein shas. You get an evid. In king in levid b'li rabbi. Yad evid k'yar rabbi. Shaykhis. In this form, L'shay says, less lemig amei klum. The aleph base of an evid is that he doesn't have any mitzvahs. His day, his life, is the rotzen of the other. He gets up in the morning, doesn't think what I want to do. What do I have to do? What is the rotzen? What is the evid? What is the other asking for me? He's totally kafuf to the rotzen of the other. A tzaddik, at least the first slide, tzaddik, the tabish is tzaddik, the real tzaddik is the one. The noise of his day could be filled with avodas Hashem, kiyu, avodas Hashem. About what is pushing him, his rotzen? His rotzen. He grew maybe, yeah, it takes a certain league to be a tzaddik. He trained himself maybe a little bit, that he actually thought about things in life, and he saw that this is some sitting on the couch and watch Alam in his Achim, he's not going to get anywhere in life. And he realized that to do something that has tarichin in life, say it, that's going to be Malian. But now that's his rotzen. Aber, what's pushing him, what's driving me is rotzen. The second you go out of his comfort zone, this is the first litmus test, the second you go out of his comfort zone, it's not mukham. Yeah, I don't have a rotzen, stop feeding my rotzen. That's not what I'm going to do. 100 times. The ability to go out of your comfort zone, and Evid, wouldn't you? Comfort zone, what you're comfortable with, what you feel comfortable with. A tzaddik, avodas Hashem, is run lefi his terms. An Evid, his avodas Hashem is everything is nimdat kefi the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no comfort zones. A tzaddik comes to Elul, yeah, and he comes, and Shemar Esrei gets 3 minutes longer, 5 minutes longer. That's what he comes to Elul. Shemar Esrei, you ready? Feels good to have him longer, especially during Elul. Rotzen, he's right. But what about coming on time to davening? That's really hard for you. What about coming 2-3 minutes early to davening? That's something that's hard for you, really hard for you, and you have absolutely no rotzen to do with my son. That's an evid. That's an evid. In the beginning, you won't even feel how that's going to change your davening. In the beginning, you won't even feel geschmack. You won't feel that dveikus that you feel by going another 10 minutes later in davening. And I look around, that's what I see. I see an L. That's what I see. I see a lot of people davening longish minutes. But the same people are coming, coming before your shtabach. What are you doing? It happens. I spoke about this many times. A person has a b'kaseder that a person should come. Seder. It's hard. It's hard for a person who's not used to doing it. I'm asking. It's hard. But an Eved says, what do you mean? When I'm used to it, the Ratzin, I wish it's calling. The Melech's calling. It's an Eved. The Aleph, what I want to bomb, I want to drop tonight, is you have to explain in this Nakuda. There's an Eved. An Eved is not enough if the subject of his actions is Avodah Hashem. It's not enough. That's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Kadosh Baruch Hu would have made Malachim. He didn't create the world to have a lot of ruchness in the belt. He wants an Eved. Das fil Eivishter. That was a tachas that was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had garnished. From Zich had garnished. It was coolly ever Hashem. In the Shlosh state, at the whole Tachlis, in the Pasuk, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Beis Avodah, at the whole Tachlis of Mitzrayim, whole Tachlis of the Golos Mitzrayim, the Langa Shibud, was only for this. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he didn't just want Mekayim Torah. He didn't want just being, he didn't want righteous people. He wanted Avodim, who have the ability to Mevatel their Rotzen. Naturally, is a person having a person? Not having a person naturally feeds his own Rotzen. A person likes to do what he's comfortable with, what he likes to do, what he has a geschmack in, what is easy for him to do. We're spoiled. We spoil ourselves, and we're spoiled by our parents, and we're spoiled by society, we're spoiled. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to Mitzrayim, taught him how to be Avodim. He taught him how to be Avodim. Taught them how to be people who are willing to mevatel their own rotzen, to own higher rotzen, to hecher rotzen, because they're meshubim. Because no choice. I'm an evet. Those are mekayim Torah. That's mekayim Torah. That's an evet. That's what Kodesh Baruch wants. That's an evet. Someone can do that. He's loyal avodah. He's loyal avodah. Yeah. So in Madgish, the double pashit. Madgish is stark. Avada tchilas knisas ha'odim tavoyitz Hashem. Avada starts with this person's rotzen. How are you going to slip yourself away from all the Irish kind around the belt by pulling you out of the base measures and pulling you out of the Hashem? How about the person has to feed his rotzen? Not only that, throughout, I'd say if you know, a person has to use his rotzen as a tool. But again, what's drug dear? That's a shadow. What's your program? What's pushing you? How do you program your life? Your rotzen or Eibishter's rotzen? And Eved, what programs is the rotzen of Eibishter? The rotzen of the rotzen. He uses his own rotzen as a tool. He tries to find areas that he has more geschmack in because it's easy for him to serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu that way. But where's that scholar? What's the catalyst? What's machtiv him? What decides his life is rotzen Hashem. Another year we see this. I'm trying to be American this, but this could have a party with this. Bnei Torah, Yeshivish people, the yachas to halacha. Halacha. Dikdik halacha is called kulay aftas. The mayor's lervavis, halachis, that push it get in the way of our ruchniyasi. Just push it, pain in the necks. Anyone who wants to keep Hilchas Brachas, you push your life, it comes at filling the moon down. Every time you put something in your mouth, you leave, you get up the room before you leave the table. You have to know where you're holding what. I'm a good guy, what do you mean? Yeah, when I was young, I was getting stark, I had to be makan on Brachas. Now, what do you mean? I'm still learning all day. I forget which bracha I made then. I got up and I did this. Halacha has become. You have a shaila. Many times come to me. You have a shaila. Tzorach the recover of you. You have to daven. Like a cheshbin. If I miss this minion, I'm going to come an hour late to daven. I'm going to come an hour late to seder. The koyach to be able to be mechriya. To be able to do what's richtig. Someone who's a tzaddik has no chance. The tzaddik has no chance. He's no chance. He's not. He starts off with, you know, I have to make sure I have it. Then they ruchnius. It doesn't. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for your hour of Seder. Are you going to come an hour of Seder late? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me you're Meshubit to me. What's the Shiva? The Shiva is Shulchan Aruch with the Shiva. Look what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Don't stand in your own Egin HaKadosh. What it means to be an Eved Hashem? It means to be Eved Hashem to come on time. Like, no, today HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come, 9:45. That's what he wants it to, obviously. Just an Eved Hashem at the best. I'm going to see how far reaching it is. I'm going to give a few more Degmois. The first thing, there's an Eved in this inside. Another dogma, another noisy, another sugya in Avodas Hashem, which you see clearly these two different cooks. Sugya in Kedushin and Tavakama. Godel Mitzvah Isa, Godel Shein Mitzvah Isa. There was a shakar tai. What's greater? The Milo, who's greater? Someone who's Eina Mitzvah Isa? Someone who's Mitzvah Isa. What's Eina Mitzvah Isa? Eina Mitzvah Isa is voluntary. Voluntary. Nobody is telling me that I have to come. I'm not meshubid. I'm not going to get, there's no einish. I don't have to come to davening. I don't have to come to learn. I don't have to learn for 10 hours today. And I come and decide my own will. Come sit and learn. Is any greater mile than that? How does a person feel if he sits and learns a high five day in the base measures being as man? He feels like, oh, like he's the tzaddik gadol. No. Entire day, 9 o'clock, you sit down, 3 years to dorm, being as man, you feel. God of Mitzvah, God of Shein Mitzvah, I said. But what's the Achra of the Torah? What's the Achra of the Torah? God of Shein Mitzvah, God of Mitzvah, I said. Why? Shein tells us, Kedusha of Lama Al. Because HaMitzvah, I said. I'm sorry, Ein Mitzvah, I said. He has passed the Salak. Although he's doing an unbelievable high act. But at the end of the day, if need be, if he has his Egen Rotzen for whatever reason, some other Rotzen that gets the steer to the Mitzvah, he can leave it. Yaniyach, said Tosis. He can leave it. He's not Meshubid. He's not in someone else's court jurisdiction. He's not Meshubid to another Ratzin. He's totally on his own rotzen. That pushes him. That feeds him. He feels good about himself. He's in control. He does it. He does it. He has an oil on his head. It's a bread. It's a fire. It's a pachad. He has to. He's meshubim. That's going to guarantee he's going to do the mitzvah. He's going to do the mitzvah Torahs and Avdus. In our form, in the first part of the pasuk, the tzaddik. Eino mitzvah is more of a tzaddik. But that's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants an eved. He wants an eved. He wants that the Torah should be done with the Torah. Everything was saying until now. The name Ksaris, Bisrael. Michtav Yitzayim. That does it. Bisrael Shnei does it. Zeus, hello, you know that. Ki Odom La'od Mal Yulad. Shem Pasuk, Chazal. That a mensch was born the Omel. Toil. Omel means something that's a challenge for a person. Not that his teva is trained to do. Zokta v'Yisrael, Lulchaim, listen to how he touches up. Lulchaim Melchemetz Mitzvah. V'achoyva Olov lehisyageya b'avoydus Hashem. Avdus l'Hashem is mechayv that a person toils, does he gear avoydus Hashem. Loi rak ma shetivoy meinichoy me'atzmo. I got a geshmak in learning. It's geshmak for me. I worked in a little bit, but now my teva is used to it. I like davening. I like chesed. Everyone has different things I like. Everything. They got used to it. Loi rak lishma ma shetivoy meinichoy me'atzmo. U'mashu ksas kveidus lazniach. All of a sudden it comes. For me, to all of a sudden give a little pay attention to my chavrusa. That is like the hardest thing in the world for me. Can't do it. Some people come on time, davening is the hardest. Kveidus, that's... Ki bezeh ha'oifen, listen to the sharfkei. Ein ha'odom oive Hashem. It's called, he's not, again, mamash like the Gemara in the Mechiga. Ein ha'odom oive Hashem. He doesn't say how much of his day is ruchnis and how much of his day is in Ben Yehuda. That's not what I'm talking about. He doesn't say that. No, his day is full of ruchnis. But it's all the tevez oise shalom. He's gone natural tendency. He already trained. He's gone with everything that he has the courage to do. But the second is kveidus, something that's beyond. He has to go beyond, do something that the Ibish is asking him that he knows deep down he's supposed to do. But he doesn't pay attention to it. He puts it on his eye. He's done not doing that. He's called Ein Adam Oyver Hashem Rakateva Oyser Shalom. And here he says a new the line. V'yuchol li kari chalila poirik oil. Pilei poir. He says such a yid. Who his entire avodas Hashem is mevusas only on his own rotzen, he's called a pirik oil. When I teach, I'm saying in Kippur, Alchei Shechatunah for Nechav Apritas Oil. Someone's trying to search. The Zohar, who is that? I teach for Israel. Alchei Shechatunah for Nechav Apritas Oil. I teach. It's a pirik oil. It's a pirik oil. Oil means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu. We'll talk about this for Kesheitz. This is the mitzvah Kirushma. Oil means that Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be meshubit to his rotzen. And Avodas Hashem has to have a chiluk of it. Again, no one's saying your whole Avodas Hashem, the whole day, you should be doing things that are torturous for you. But if your Avodas Hashem is limited and only to your things that are your rotzen, and the litmus test is when there comes something, it's kveidus, the second is kveidus, you can't handle it, that's the litmus test, then you call the perikol, there's no oil. There's ruchnius, a lot of ruchnius, there's sad tzidkus, but there's no oil. There's no oil. Keshe lo yitin shum yagiyel Avodas Hashem yizbaruch shmoy, rak lishma mash ein levol. Again, he's saying this is a yesod of what it means to be in heaven. Lishmar v'las is gamash engli b'chafetz. Now he adds, and we saw kedarik, it's very hard to read, but many times it's called tweeting. We saw that was meram is to nacha nakuda, a whole nakuda, a whole window here. Kim lo yosim ha'odom libay v'nafshay. Lasa is neged v'tzoyin levavoy. It's a whole nacha nakuda here. Hari olu l'kol aveyu shevetar rachman l'tlan. Kam oysim she'enim ha'ivar leim mitzar ha'gel v'tar. He says a whole nakuda. If we have such a person whose whole avodas Hashem is limited to what his rotzen feeds, and his rotzen enjoys, and his rotzen pushes him to do, so it's possible the most corrupt things become out of this person. And then he goes on, after Tumarach, his famous marshal, about a year was learning, and he had a tremendous tightest moment, and never faced it, never dealt with it, and all of a sudden came out and crept out. He went totally off. Why? Because somebody who once he became an avodas Hashem, he never learned how to fight against. There's nothing to fight against something that's really, that's his baby, that's his own rotzen, his real emes rotzen. He never learned how to bend his own rotzen. So there are going to be many times certain rotzenes that are going to go wild. If you have a rotzen that you can't be, you have no patience, you're going to hire your kid one day. Kill your kid. How could that be? Your day is full with ruchnius. The Torah says you never learned how to fight against something that's, well, I have no patience. What can I do? I have no patience. Yeah, I have no patience. Give you many mishalim of people who, tzaddikim, so-called of the day, deep in Avodas Hashem, and all of a sudden midas that they never dreamed of, and koichas and nefesh, and never fought with, all of a sudden reared their ugly head, and they didn't have the loy motzi yodayim v'raglayim. Why? Because they were not avodim. They didn't learn how to mavata l'ritzonim. They didn't learn how to work on someone else's terms. They were always working Avodas Hashem with no terms. What worked for them? What worked within their comfort zone? What worked within their... What went with them? What went against them? They don't have a koich. So that's their nochen akuda. We're focusing on the first thing. You have to find a way that you have Avodas Hashem should even be koil, even going negative to me. I always say, Hamashal, this kind of mashal. It's a dogma to this. So if you have a volbo, it's kind of roughly like he had. The mirror. He used to, in the minute, when he was in the minute, everyone used to have mishmar, he used to stay up Thursday night, all night. So the volbo said, he, in the beginning of his mind, he had always a shayla, a sofik. His sofik was, how to spend this mishmar. He could either write over the Shiva Shiklov, the ladies of Shiklov. We could write over the Shmuz of Baruchim. Anyway, the goal that would take a home mishmar. That's right. How would he machzor go to do? So he said, my natural rotzen is to write over the Shmuz. I'm going to pick. Kinnear, obviously, I'm going to pick to do Dafka to write Shiklov because, okay, I know that's fighting against my rotzen. His mom should do with this resolve. He found things within Avodas Hashem, which he didn't just go always with the flow. You know, I mean, feed that. I mean, he's going to be the Mashkiach of the Rabbah. He was Mashkiach of the Rabbah. Let him just do that. That's what it's good for him. Yeah, Nachon. I'm sure he did that plenty. But he also developed that muscle that said, I have to do what Kadosh Baruch was asking me, even if right now I don't have a tremendous heart to do. You know, they don't have a tremendous heart to do. Before I fear, I just want to bring just a few digmois. We're not yet holding there. I just wanted to show a few digmois a little bit how we're so off. A person could go to one sugit, a tzaddik, and be an evid. An evid means what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. Many times that's a steer and a clash totally to what we think. It means sitkos. We have this warp type of thing that once we became frum and really starker guys, so then anything that's ruchnius, anything that's sitkos, that's really what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. The most ruchnius tikka output is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. I once had a tzir. And Gemadi was a pain ameshiv in a shir. From Eishah and Ashir, from Magachir. He had tremendous rayonis, he had tremendous eschatshus, cook, the ability to be able to look and see how, you know, even things that run a certain way, you could add in this, and this. And he was, every other day, he's coming with other rayonis, and like, slow down a second. He's a Magachir, you know. He said, but if we do this, and we do this, and we do this, it could be a mapecha in the Shir. He's a Magachir, the Eibishter, staying more above us, and it's nasi l'kol Rosh. Eibush is in charge of every single, every person is appointed anywhere, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. It's not Bichdi. If you think about Ruchnis, think about what Eibush wants. If you do all your plans, the Magachir loses his whole shore over here. That's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. But what do you mean? Evid Hashem. Evid Hashem. You're not a tzaddik. You have to think about, your job is not to produce Ruchnis. You think your job is to produce ruchnius in life? Your job is to be Ev Hashem. How Hashem wants you to produce ruchnius. He kept on, it was so hard for him. He was like, it should make so much sense. Yeah, but if the Magachir is not going to be doing these things, he's going to be stepping on his toes. That's not what the Rishbaruch wants. That's not what the Rishbaruch wants. Someone who could do that, and many people can't do that, has to be an Ev Hashem. And another case, another tzir. That's hundreds of tzir. Adding the man was learning with a bacher. He tells me, it's Baruch Hashem, this bacher, every, he says, we have to start off the Seder with half an Erev Shemuz. It was paid for the bacher. You have to start off. That's the only bit this bacher's bacher needs. But he's like, yeah. So he kills me. He kills me. He kills me every day. I said, yeah. You took the job, right? You're hired. Yeah. For this, the tellus of this bacher, this is what he needs. It's not that you're giving up on it. This is Avodas Hashem. This is Avodas Hashem. You didn't take the job. You could decide next month I have to take the job. I hear. Give me a minus. Oh, but you took the job. Yeah. And you know, for this bacher, if you start learning, you're ruining his be'etzem, his avodah Hashem, his whole, he needs it. That was clear, it wasn't the shayla. So, this is Avodas Hashem, one last dogma. I one time spoke about this someplace, not in yeshiva, that's listening. And afterwards, after this whole thing, came over to me, he said, excuse me, it's good you're speaking about this, because Mamish right now, I'm in a shayla. Holding, I'm learning now for 2.5 years in Eretz Yisrael, and he said, Mamish, the last year, Mamish, everything came together. I'm in the exact koil that I want. I have great chavuses. I'm in the best situation. There's no shy. Unbelievable. He said, but my wife, already from day one, never went away. He said, Kolokola kids, and we realize, honey, for her, there's no shaykhis. For her, she can't be. So he said, I have a steer. I should be here. I should be here. I said, Cheney, my wife, our feelings should be here. I was like, your wife has nothing to do with Avodas Hashem? Shalom Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes tells us it's rotten. Sometimes we could say it's yay to her. Sometimes. That's bor, pretty bor. Your wife is not something that's a side package. I'm saying it's pretty clear that she's part of your life. Yeah, the protim, I'm not getting into the protim. I'm just trying to. Protim, Shiloh has different things. Yeah, in Ruchnius, he was like, kept on saying, but this is like a steer to my whole Ruchnius. Like, this is what everything I was waiting for. In America, there's no way I know where I have to go. I'm not going to find any koilof, halavai, nothing, garnish. This is a clash to my whole right now, my way to Hashem. I said, Seder, maybe we have to think about it, but you're going to the Shiloh wrong. You're looking at it as if your Avodah Hashem is this. Who says that's your Avodah Hashem? Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisoh. Avodah Hashem is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be in that koil. With a makakte schedule. But that's what he wants. That's Avodah Hashem. What? That's another religion, what you're talking about. That's another religion. You want to be here in your world of Ruchnius, which you realize deep down is not really where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. That's another religion. I'm bringing out that we're off a little bit. We're off. Without thinking about it, maybe in theory, we realize that's Hashkafa. Before y'all, we're not Avodah Hashem. And we lose that. We lose that in a lot of areas. We lose that in a lot of areas, hopefully, I'm sure we'll be able to see. This is an akuda I want to open on. This is one akuda I want to work on. You can see this is a direct hachana from Malchus. This is what Malchus is all about. Malchus is always about Mispatu, the Lord's all about. It's all about. We work on Avodah Hashem. This is Gemara Chagiga. It's a tzaddik. It's like a kilo of tzaddik. And an Eved. An Eved is under Chet. An Eved is somebody who's programmed by the Lord's all about.
Well,